Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inside Scoop Live, one of the many features of Reader Views. Hello, I'm Irene Watson. I'm the managing editor of Reader Views, and I'm the host for today. I am really delighted to be speaking to Jim Olson. He is the author of a recently published The Vagabond Healer. Jim was actually first published way back in 1973. His fiction that he has written over the years has won the Southwest Border Regional Library Association Award for Historical Fiction. He has won the Evelyn Oppenheimer Opie for Outstanding Fiction and also the Council for Wisconsin Writers Best Novel of the Year. And his book-length fiction also covers the both historical fiction and police action thrillers. Actually, now it's known as general mainstream fiction. In addition to these novels, Jim has published numerous short stories and articles in national magazines. And with Thomas R. Watson, Ph.D., he has also written a nonfiction self-help book for those struggling with the access of debt. And the book's name is From Debt to Wealth. After high school and a tour in the Marine Corps, Jim attended Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where he studied engineering, certainly a different switch from what he's doing now, writing. After his college, he traveled to Arizona, where he bought a horse and went into the mountains to research the locals of his first novel, Lanza. Wow, that's quite a trip. Eventually, he settled in Wisconsin, married, and had twin sons. And his writing career was interrupted when he was given custody of his sons and had to devote his time to learning how to be a housewife and a mother. Now that his sons have grown and have gone on their own lives, Jim has actually resumed his dedication to writing. And for the last several years, he has been living in East Texas, where he is working on another novel. So, his latest novel, The Vagabond Healer, is the story of a man who becomes a social outcast because he has the ability to heal people's bodies and souls. This was just released back in March 2007. Welcome, Jim.
Well, hello, Irene. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you're here, too. I'm hearing that this is just a really fantastic book. And tell us a little bit more about it than just somebody that has the ability to heal bodies.
Okay, well, The Vagabond Healer is kind of a fantasy in that Eddie Foster, the main character, has the ability when he touches people to heal their bodies and souls, but unfortunately he also has the ability or the curse, as you want to look at it, to see momentarily into the deepest recesses of their souls and learn those dark secrets we all have hidden there. And, of course, it's the dark secrets, people are afraid that they're going to be revealed, that lead to his problems and make him a vagabond.
So there's a lot of fear, then, of his abilities.
Yes, because of the fact that he's seeing into people. And, of course, everybody's a little bit afraid of any time that you're different. You know, everybody kind of wants to be different, but on the other hand, we don't want to be different. We want to be pretty much the same as everybody else. We don't want to stand out in the crowd.
Isn't it so true to life?
Oh, yeah.
True to life, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a fiction book, and I am wondering how much of this is actually based on reality.
Well, probably none of it, other than the fact that I do spend some time developing Sam, who is the point of view character in the book, and his wife, and I've incorporated the things that you learn about people as you're developing, but Eddie and the story itself have no basis in reality at all. It's fantasy.
However, there are faith healers and there are miracle workers in our society now. Is the vagabond healer himself not like one of these people?
Well, I don't think so. I didn't really try to base it on anything like that. The faith healing aspects of it, of course, are the major thing that you see about Eddie. But I don't believe any of the faith healers and stuff that are around today, that when you are touched by them, that they can see into your soul and they know that, you know, your secrets and so on and so forth. So Eddie is, in fact, unique in that ability.
And so how does he come up with this ability that he can see into the soul, into the heart of the person?
Well, we don't know. That's just a side effect, so to speak, of his ability to heal people. And this is something that he is born with and he doesn't understand. And as readers, we'll never understand it either. It's sort of maybe like a magician. You know, we see him do his trick and we might think how he did it, but we really don't know for sure. And Eddie is sort of that way. It's sort of a magical ability.
Oh, sounds interesting. Yet I'm, you know, as I'm listening to you and you're dispelling it as fiction, I know that many readers that will read this book that do believe in miracle workers or faith healing or psychics will see this into a different concept than what you actually are portraying it as.
Well, yes, I kind of hope so, because I would like to believe that there are a lot of people out there who somewhere in our hearts still believe in miracles and magic, and that things can happen that we can't explain and that are good for us and are helpful in our life. And this is sort of what the story is about.
So is this a God-given ability that your main character gets?
Well, he's born with it, so we would assume that it's a God-given ability,
okay.
Although at times, because of the fact that he can see into people's soul and he carries this burden with him, he has conflicts as far as whether it came from heaven or hell.
Jim mentioned that you've mentioned the word burden, you've mentioned the word curse, and it almost sounds like your main character, Eddie, is not really maybe accepting this, or just tell us a little more about that.
Well, Eddie has, in fact, had his life disrupted because of this. When you read the book, you'll find out that it caused the death of his entire family, his mother and father and his siblings, and began him on the trail as a vagabond, moving from place to place, because every time he stops somewhere, he ends up having conflicts because of his ability to see into people's souls. So he can't put down roots, he can't establish relationships with anybody for a long period of time. When he comes to Cranston, which is the little fictional town where Sam and Mary live, Sam and Mary have lost their child through the wars, and they are looking for a substitute, and they have really attached to Eddie, and this is an opportunity for Eddie to finally put down the roots, but he's afraid that his ability is going to mess everything up and he is going to have to move on again to protect them so that what happened to his family doesn't happen to anybody else again.
So is this type of healing or your, let's see, what am I trying to ask here? Is this Christian-based or is it any other religion-based?
Well, I've been asked that before, and I've been asked whether or not there's a parallel between Eddie and Jesus Christ, because Jesus could heal with a touch. And I don't believe that exists. I didn't intend for that to happen. But yes, the ability to heal people, not only their illnesses, but also some of the problems that they're having in their soul, their mental turmoil and so on, would be considered a God-given gift, but not affiliated with any particular denomination or religion. All the peoples who believe in God could, in fact, accept the idea of the miracles or the faith that is involved with this.
Mm-hmm. So did you do any research before you wrote this book on the different types of healings so that you can attribute them to Eddie?
Well, not really. Of course, you know, I'm not a young man anymore, so I've been around a bit and have done a tremendous amount of reading and study. And I have been to Lourdes, France, where St. Bernadette saw the Blessed Virgin, and they still have miracles there from the healing waters and that sort of thing. But I didn't do any specific research for this book.
So how did the storyline come to you? What was the basis of writing this particular story?
Well, I was actually watching television, and it seems like when you watch television that there are a multitude of commercials for prescription medications. And they talk about, you know, have your doctor, tell your doctor about this, or ask him if it's right for you, and there's all these side effects. And I was thinking, all of the ills that beset the world, wouldn't it be nice if, in fact, you could just touch people and draw that illness out, no side effects, no complications. And I thought, gee, you know, that could make a nice story, but there needed to be some kind of a conflict. And story ideas germinate in my head for quite a long time before they actually begin to put words on a paper. And I decided over this period of germination that the conflict would be that when Eddie touches people, he also sees into their souls and sees their secrets that we all want to hide from the world. And so that's the way the story evolved.
Well, certainly an interesting plot, that's for sure. And I'm sure that in the end there's quite an interesting ending too, but of course we're not going to go into that because we want the readers to buy the book.
I certainly would like that.
Of course. Now, Jim, you've been writing for, a long time, with your first book being published, back in 1973.
Yes.
And that's quite a feat. So how many novels have you written published?
That's a better question because I have some manuscripts sitting that have not yet been either finalized or they've been given up on and so forth. But I have published four other novels, so that The Vagabond Healer is my fifth novel. And then, as you've mentioned, the one nonfiction book that I had done.
Right. And so you are in the midst of writing again or still, or where are you in your writing right now?
Well, I'm putting the finishing touches on another novel, historical fiction. Originally, I wanted to write a trilogy about the Chiricahua Apache Indians that I researched in Arizona when you mentioned I bought the horse and went up to look at the locales. And the middle book of the trilogy, chronologically, would have been Olzana, which was the first book that came out. And the second one was Brother, which has been published, and it deals with the Spanish missionary period in the Southwest. And this third book that I'm working on now, and hopefully will have finished in the not-too-distant future, deals with the period of time after the Indian Wars when the Chiricahua Apaches were held not on a reservation, but as prisoners of war. That's all the men, women, and children, which I think is a very unique period in history and very interesting. But that's what I'm working on now.
Oh, wow. Let's just talk a little bit about you buying your horse and going out into the mountains. That must have been quite an experience because obviously it was treacherous, but also it was challenging. And what else can you tell us about that venture that you had?
Well, I had done quite a bit of research, you know, in the libraries and such in the Tucson area, which has some very good facilities for that. And I decided I really needed to see the area itself. And much of it is inaccessible to automobiles. So I decided the best way to do that was to buy a horse. And, of course, at this point in time, I was young and foolish. Now I'm old and foolish. But I was not an equestrian. I didn't know a whole lot about horses and riding them and so on and so forth. So it was really an adventure going up into the mountains. I think I was probably most afraid that at some point in time the horse would run off and I'd have to walk out. But it is pretty desolate country now, and there's not a whole lot of water and places. Fortunately, there are ranches and things, And although I never stayed overnight at any of those, I could always stop there and replenish my water supplies and food and so on. Everybody was very, very nice. But mostly I camped out, and it was really quite an adventure. I really enjoyed it.
Well, I'm sure you did. How long were you out in the mountains?
I went out a couple of times, and I stayed out for 4 or 5 days each time. So it wasn't a real long period of time.
Well, long enough when it's desolate. That is for sure. I also understand that you had custody of your children.
Yes.
And that you became the housewife and mother at the same time. That must have been quite a feat.
Yes, it was, because, you know, a man doesn't really realize the nuances of taking care of children until you have to do it. You know, you didn't know that floors were invented so kids had a place to put things, or that a balanced meal was an equal number of cookies in each hand, that sort of thing. So, or that if, you know, you had an equal number of socks in your wash, that you had somebody else's laundry. So, yeah, it was quite an experience. I wouldn't want to do it again, but I don't regret one moment of it. I had wonderful children.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And now you're back to writing, obviously, and something that you just totally enjoy and spend a lot of time on.
Oh, it's my life, really. I suspect that when I die, I'll have a pen in my hand and I'm correcting a manuscript. I'll probably write until the end.
Oh, that's great. So in this book, The Vagabond Healer, how much of your own personal experiences did you put in?
I hesitate to be able to answer that. I have had a few people who know me very well who've read it, and they said that I am Sam, that I sound like and feel like and think like Sam, and I'll have to accept them, because each writer is putting something of himself or some experiences that he's had into all of his characters. And so I guess that Sam would be me and my thoughts and my attitudes.
Sure.
I put that in there.
Well, and that goes the same for the other characters too, that sometimes we base them, when we write, we base them on people that we know or have heard of or seen in the movies or in TV.
Or that we would like to be.
Or we would like to be, that is for sure. So would you like to be Eddie?
Yeah, I would. I would like to have the ability to cure people by or do something, you know, really unique like that. But I'm not sure if I'm willing to put up with the disadvantage of it, such as Eddie had.
Have you tried healing?
Oh no. I'm afraid not. My psychic abilities are extremely limited. They're to having dreams, you know.
Well, maybe it's that you haven't given them a chance to expand.
Well, that's a total possibility. Mm-hmm. I believe that when we're born, we all have abilities that are talked out of us as we grow up. You know, people say, oh, don't daydream or don't do this, and we lose those abilities. Most of us. Some people maintain them, and I believe there are people who do have psychic abilities to some extent, and that maybe we all have them. A little bit.
Yes, that's for sure. I've had experiences and talked to people where, you're right, the children themselves, when they're first born or young children, have such great abilities, and like you say, get stifled because we're told not to, or that we're daydreaming, or it's a fantasy, but who knows?
Right, who knows? And, you know, the first word children learn is no.
For sure. Well, gosh, is there any particular underlying message in this book that you really want the reading audience to get?
Well, the same message that I would like to get across in all of the books that I write, that basically mankind is very kind, generous, thoughtful, and helpful, that there is evil in the world, but that it is an abnormal situation as opposed to a normal situation. So I'd like people to come away feeling good and positive and hopeful when they're done reading any of the books, and particularly The Vagabond Healer, which I think is a warm, fuzzy story in the end.
Well, Jim, it sure sounds like it. Our viewers certainly thought that it was the best fiction that she has ever read. When she reads, she probably reads a book a day, so that says a lot. It certainly does.
Oh, I was thrilled when I read that, yes.
Yes, well, gosh, it's been such a pleasure talking to you, Jim, and please remind our listening audience of your website address.
My website address is www.booksbyolson.com, and Olson is spelled with an O, O-L-S-O-N.
So that's booksbyolson.com. All right. And thank you again for spending this time with us. Listening audience, you can link to Jim Olson's author's page on Inside Scoop Live, or you can go and read the book review on readerviews.com. You can also purchase The Vagabond Healer through Amazon.com through either the Jim's page on Inside Scoop Live or on the ReadReviews pages. Or, actually, you can even buy the book on Jim's own website. So, thanks again, Jim. And I am your host, Irene Watson. Thank you for listening and supporting Jim, the author of The Vagabond Healer. I invite you to check out all our other interviews and listen in. Bye for now.